Unit 11E, effects of exercise on the body systems. Firstly, we talk about the short-term effects of exercise on the body systems. There are 10 different ones in this area. First of all, we have the muscular system. Here you can find 3 short-term effects. Firstly, muscle temperature increases due to trying to create energy and to make them more flexible for exercise, preventing injury. For example, this will allow a performer, for example a footballer, to be able to kick the ball further if the muscles are warm and they are more flexible. Point 2, lactic acid is produced. This is created through working anaerobically. Point 3, blood is redistributed to working muscles known as vascular shunt. This is due to the muscles needing the oxygen in the blood. Another short-term effect of exercise on the body systems is the cardiovascular system. Here, there are 4 different things here. The first one, the heart rate increases, which enables the body to pump the blood faster to move the oxygen around the body to the working muscles. Stroke volume increases. Stroke volume is the amount of blood pumped out of the left ventricle per beat. Cardiac output increases. This is the volume of blood pumped out of the left ventricle in 1 minute. Make sure you specify the 1 minute at this area. And the last one, vascular shunting occurs. As discussed with the muscular system, this is where the blood is redistributed to the working muscles. Another short-term effect on the body systems is the respiratory system. Here, you will find 3 different areas. Here, you will find that the respiratory rate increases as there is more oxygen needed to create energy to keep the performer going in the required sport. Point 2, minute ventilation increases. This is the volume of air inspired or expired per minute. Again, with the means of getting more oxygen into the body. And the third thing is the tidal volume increases. This is the volume of air inspired or expired per breath. This is particularly important for endurance athletes, because more oxygen they can get into their body per breath, then this will help their performance and allow them to keep going for prolonged periods of time. The last body system we're going to look at is the skeletal system. Now, relating to short-term effects, there are no short-term effects on the skeletal system whatsoever. Please do not get this mistaken with the long-term effects. So remember, in the short-term effects of exercise on the body systems, there are a total of 10 things through 4 different systems. Unit 11E, effects of exercise on the body systems. The long-term effects of exercise on the body systems. There are 15 in total, broken down into 4 different body systems. The first body system is the muscular system. Here, there are 4. Number 1, muscle hypertrophy occurs. This is where the muscle will increase in size and strength through training. Number 2, muscular strength increases. Muscles will adapt to regular weight training and become much stronger. This will allow the performer to improve their performance within their sport. Point 3. Muscular endurance increases. The muscles will adapt to regular endurance training. This will help the performer in any sports, but particularly sports that require more endurance at the top level. Point four, resistance to fatigue increases. Due to the increase in slow twitch muscle fibers, this means that there is more energy that is being produced, which will delay the onset of lactic acid. This meaning that the performer can continue for longer without getting tired, without being fatigued. The next body system is the cardiovascular system. Here, there are 6 points. The first point is that the resting heart rate decreases. This is due to the increased size of the heart and the amount of blood ejected per beat. This means it takes less beats in a minute to supply the body with enough oxygen at rest. For example, the fitter the athletes become, the lower the heart rate also becomes due to the increase in the size of the heart and being able to work more efficiently. Point two, the heart hypertrophy occurs. The heart is a muscle, so as a result of training, it becomes larger and stronger. Each beat forces out more blood. So, for example, throwing a harder punch in boxing, throwing the ball faster and further. Again, heart hypertrophy, it increases the force. Point three, resting stroke volume increases. As the heart is larger in size and stronger, it can pump more blood in each beat. Stroke volume, more blood per beat. Point four, cardiac output increases. Due to the increased stroke volume and the strength of the heart, our cardiac output will increase. Point five, recovery rate increases. Exercise will result in the heart rate recovering quicker. After exercise, as the bigger and stronger heart can deliver blood quicker to produce a quicker recovery rate. So once exercise is finished, due to more oxygen and blood getting to the muscles, the performer will recover much quicker. Point six, capillarization increases. As a result of regular training, new capillaries can be produced. An increase in capillaries allows more blood flow and therefore more oxygen to the working muscles. Again, this makes the body more efficient, the cardiovascular system more efficient, and ultimately allows the performer to continue for longer at a higher level. Unit 11E, effects of exercise on the body systems. We are currently looking at the long-term effects of exercise on the body systems, 15 in total. The next body system we're going to look at is the respiratory system. Here, you can find 4 different parts. Point one, aerobic capacity increases. This is the ability to breathe in, transport, and use oxygen. This will increase. We can exercise aerobically for longer without fatigue. This will help the performer to continue to go without stopping. Point two, the respiratory muscles become stronger. The diaphragm and intercostal muscles will become stronger. This means that the chest cavity can become bigger when breathing and allow more air to be breathed in and out. Again, if more air can go into the body every breath, then more oxygen will be able to go through the system and help in getting that over to the muscles, keeping the performer working for longer. Point three, tidal volume during exercise increases. Here, an athlete's lung size will increase, and as a result, so will their tidal volume, an ability to provide a steady flow of oxygenated blood. Again, if tidal volume increases, more oxygen to the body, will allow the performer to keep going for longer. Point 4. Minute ventilation during exercise increases. The more oxygen they can deliver to the muscles, the more energy they will be able to create. Again, will allow the performer to keep going for a longer period of time. This is particularly beneficial to endurance athletes, as this allows them to take in more oxygen to be supplied to the working muscles. It delays the onset of lactic acid and allows the performer to keep going. The last body system we're going to look at is the skeletal system. Here, there is just one area. This is here the bone density increases. Regular weight-bearing training will strengthen bone matter, usually through lifting weights or using weight machines. Thicker bones allow more force to be applied and more pressure to be withstood. This will benefit the performer, for example, a rugby player having stronger bones, to help them withstand the forces when they are being tackled and also when they are defending and they need to perform a tackle. Everything here increases, and the main aim is to get more oxygen to the working muscles to allow the performer to keep going for longer and to delay the onset of lactic acid.